In the gospel reading today, our Lord calls St. Peter and appoints him, of course, as the head of his church, tells him that he's the rock upon which the church is going to be built. If you stop and think about what that would imply, if you're at the foundation, everything is built on top of that. There's a lot of weight, if you will, sitting upon the shoulders. All of the burden is on one man. And so Peter came to understand, as he was dealing with this, what it was going to require. And it was from that, and of course from what our Lord called him to later, as we heard even in the introit, that if he loves him, to feed his sheep, to lead his flock, and so on. And so now St. Peter, in his first letter, is writing to other pastors. He calls them presbyters, presbyteroi, which is the word from which we get the word priest in English, but in Greek it would normally be translated as an elder. So that's how they translated here. In the Latin they called it seniores. But anyway, writing to the elders, to the priests, and telling them what they are to do. It is a point that he himself had learned, and it is now the one that is required, supposed to be required anyway, for those who are called to be pastors. That is, that they are to give their lives for their sheep, that they are to be an example, that they are not to be lording it over them, that they are to be serving them, and so on. St. Peter tells us that we have to be an example. And part of that example, he says, is in the suffering, which is exactly what he himself learned. So that is what a priest is called to. We have all kinds of odd ideas among the priests even, that somehow or another a priest is, if you're a priest, you're better than somebody else, which is a bunch of nonsense. God chose the priest because they're worse than everybody else. So I keep on pointing out to people, praise God, if you were worse, instead of being called to married life, you'd be called to be a priest. And thanks be to God, if I was any worse than I am, I'd be called to be a bishop. So, you know, at least we don't have that to worry about. But, so he chooses the least. He chooses the unexpected ones, and then he's going to work with them. So there's nothing about because we were better than somebody else that we become priests, or the fact that we become priests that makes us better than anyone else, just the opposite. And therefore, St. Peter tells us what we need to do. It's a life of service, but it's a life of sacrifice. That is self-sacrifice. It is to die to self, to live for the people of God. And that's not always the way it's seen. I remember when I was in the seminary, there were two different posters that I saw that were hanging up there. One of them, every time I walked by, was a vocation poster and would just make my blood boil. And then the other one I just loved. And the one that would make my blood boil, there was this woman, well, first there was this priest sitting in this wingback chair with his cup of tea and just perfect and proper, and his mother leaning on the back of the chair, and it says, "My son, the priest." Barf. Then the other one was a man in a back alley who has taken his coat off and wrapped it around a man who's lying on the ground in the alley. The man is leaning over him, and it says simply, "Are you priest enough?" I thought, there is what it is. Not my son, the priest. But are you priest enough to get down on your knees with somebody in a back alley? Are you willing to sacrifice your life for the sake of the people entrusted to your care? That's what a priest is supposed to be about. You're not a priest for yourself, you're a priest for the people. That's why God called us. Now, we live in a very selfish society, and consequently, it's very easy for priests growing up in this society to be very selfish. And that's where the suffering comes in. To break us of that selfishness, to take that away, so that we can learn how to truly love the people entrusted to our care. That's the call of a priest. It's not an easy one, a very blessed one, but it is a way that God is going to take the worst that he could find and make them into saints. Praise the Lord. What is impossible for human beings is not impossible for God. That's what he wants. And so that's what he is doing. As we watch as the church goes through her time of trial here and her crucifixion, we will see who's going to rise and who is not. Who is going to truly love the Lord and who's going to love the people and who is not. It will be a very clear point. Right now, there's lots of confusion. The clarity is coming, but not till after the confusion's over. So keep the focus on the Lord. Pray for your priests because they've got that task to be able to lead and to be the example. If they lead the people out into the desert, that's not going to be good. We need to lead the people according into the green pastures and along the still waters. That's where the Lord wants his people to be. That's the example the priest has to give, to lead the flock, to love the flock, and to lay down his life for the flock.